A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these times of economic and social crises, everyone is looking for stability, a key to security, survival, and success. Today, Jesus offers us such a key. The key or secret is keeping the Word of God. What does it mean to keep the Word of God? Yesterday, in the Gospel of John, we heard Jesus tell his apostles to abide and continue in his word. Although at first glance, keeping and abiding in the word appear to be the same, but they are not. In looking at the original Greek text, we see that they are two very different words. The word for abide or continue in means to obey, to listen and obey, ponder, make it your own. But the word for keep means just that, keep, hold fast to, preserve, guard, protect. To keep something is more than simply having it. It usually connotes treasuring and saving it because of some special reason or memory. The principle of keeping the word holds true also by way of extension for the teachings of the church, since they flow from the scriptures. Thus, to keep the word of God also entails the principle of sentire cum ecclesia, thinking with the church. The church is the home of the word of God, the mystical body of the word enfleshed. The church and the word of God are not contradictory, but complementary realities. The word keep reminds me of the Middle Ages when castles had a special section called the castle keep. If you're a fan of The Lord of the Rings, you may remember two or three great battles were fought in which the enemy came very close to capturing the keep. When the walls were breached, everyone would rally to the castle keep to protect it from the enemy. The keep was the heart of the castle, where the owner dwelt. It was the strongest point for safety and defense. In a sense, it was the castle, because the walls just surrounded it to protect it. St. John Chrysostom preached on this chapter of John, saying, "Beloved, Our condition needs endurance, and endurance is best produced when doctrines are deeply rooted. For just as there is no wind that is able to tear up an oak tree by its assaults, because it sends down its root deep into the earth, so the soul that is nailed by the fear of God, not just rooted, but nailed, will not be able to be overturned. Our Lord wanted to test the faith of those who believed, so that they might not be merely superficial, and so he digs deeper into their souls by a more striking word. He knew that some believe, but would not continue. Christ comes into our hearts with its broken promises and half-hearted love. He comes into those poor hearts because he wants to be there. He wants to rest and feel at home with us. To keep Christ's word is more than just keeping the letter of a commandment. It is to have the whole teaching of Christ dwell within, to let it be the spirit and power of all our action and living and thinking. True discipleship means keeping his word, abiding in it, welcoming it, being at home in the word, and living with it so continually that it becomes part of our lives, a permanent influence and stimulus in every fresh step in growing in goodness and holiness. Christ's word is indistinguishable from Christ himself. He is the Word. And to keep his Word is then to be kept in turn by him, to always be within earshot of his voice, to have that Word constantly going through our mind and our being. Christ's life, then, and his teaching, his word, invigorates and sustains our own life. This is genuine discipleship. Keeping the word of God in faith leads to freedom from judgment and death, and thus to eternal life. We certainly have our work cut out for us as disciples of Jesus. The season of Lent, with its rich scripture texts, gives us ample opportunity to plunge deeper into the Word and to dedicate ourselves more to its message.